sponsored by the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up later in the show, Columbia's downtown district has approved a new sales tax. We'll tell you what that means for the city. But first, the Army Corps of Engineers is holding community meetings across the state to better handle a future disaster after floods plagued southeast Missouri 6 months ago. KBIA's Kara Hart visited the floodplains in South Missouri earlier this autumn. She tells us what she saw and the current problems farmers and communities endured.
Driving along the Mississippi River in Mississippi County, Missouri, the blow from the emergency destruction of the Bird's Point levee is evident. Mounds of dirt, water, and silt cover the surrounding land that holds what is left of Milas Wallace's soybean crop.
We got sand on about 220 acres. We got about over 500,000 yards, so we got a lot of sand to get off.
Wallace's farm lies against a levee blown by the Army Corps of Engineers in May. Wallace lost a lot of soybeans in the flood that followed. He says he tried replanting his crops. A soupy ground made it difficult.
We got stuck with our planter several different times, but you can see everything that you see that's laying out, we couldn't plant because there was sediment. Even if there wasn't sand on it, there was sediment 2 or 3 feet deep, and it won't dry out.
Sediment is minor compared with the mound of dirt only a few feet from Wallace's beans. The dirt surrounds a 35-foot hole. This hole is called a blue hole. It currently stores remaining floodwaters. Past the blue hole, cranes are moving large steel pipes, part of restoring the broken levee. The Corps of Engineers is rebuilding the river barrier. In Wallace's opinion, rebuilding could have been prevented altogether.
This hole here shouldn't have never been blown because the water was 7 foot higher on the riverside than it was on the land side. They went ahead and blowed it anyway, thinking, I guess, that the water would eventually fill up and run back out, but it never did run out. It always run in.
Others think differently. Major John Corneliuson with the Army Corps of Engineers says the blast of the levees was necessary to relieve levees protecting communities farther down the Mississippi River.
This is also not just rich farmland, but has a significant amount of people who live there, a lot of businesses, industry, and also major rail lines and interstate. I-55 runs through there in this area that we inundated. There's several railroads, so Burlington Northern and Union Pacific run rail lines up through there that would be severed between Little Rock and Memphis and up towards St. Louis and Chicago.
People who live in surrounding communities along the Mississippi River in the area still feel the same as Wallace. The town of East Prairie, Missouri, was one of those towns affected by the flooding. Kevin Maynard, the mayor of East Prairie, says when it floods, water backs up from St. John's Bayou and cannot enter the Mississippi River. That caused his town to flood.
That water encroaches on East Prairie. It affects our drainage. It affects the ability to provide sanitary sewer for our citizens. So even though we're not in the floodway, we had a lot of problems that occurred from the flooding that happened this spring.
Months later, the Corps is working on a review of the effectiveness of its actions, both pre- and post-flood. As part of this process, the Corps recently met in Cape Girardeau with levee districts, county representatives, and management agencies. During this meeting, Corneliuson says the Corps got good feedback, but it wasn't all positive.
We need to do a better job of talking to our levee districts as we get extreme high water to a point where we would consider, if we ever had to consider, activating the floodway.
A review of the Corps levee destruction will be conducted during different times up to the end of the year. The results will be made public in July 2012. The Corps is keeping busy until then. A few miles from Wallace's land, a new levee is being built by the Corps that stands at 51 feet, 11 feet shorter than the old levee. Corneliuson says the Corps does not have the funding to build the levee up to its original height. The Corps may not have that funding for a while.
I'd like to be able to put in my update that it's going to be tomorrow, but I just can't at this point in time.
Corneliuson says the Corps' funding issue is based on what Congress provides for its budget. Joanne Emerson, Congresswoman for Missouri's 8th District, says to completely restore the Missouri levees, the Corps needs $45 to $50 million. She says the Corps is short $21 million right now, but that's a lot less than what it needs to restore all areas along the river.
And putting together our levee, restoring it back to its original state, and addressing concerns on the levees over in Hickman, Kentucky, and the flood wall and other issues in Cairo, Illinois, coupled with all of the work that they need to do in the Mississippi River and tributaries, probably $2.2 billion, which they don't have in their pockets right now.
Emerson and Corneliuson both say they are unsure when the levees will be completely rebuilt. There is a concern the levee may not be complete by flood season next spring. However, Emerson says she's confident the Army Corps will complete the job.
We would probably be standing on top of the water. This is how high the water was when, in what we call
back on Wallace's land, the farmer slowly walks up the levee's edge to glance at the crop he will soon harvest. Wallace has lived in the bottoms all his life, and he says flooding is just a part of it.
It was a devastating thought. You know, when you see something that somebody done like this and you knew it didn't need to be done, you get a different opinion about this ground here. My dad cleared most of this ground. That's how long we've been here.
Like many farmers, Wallace is optimistic about his crop. MU's Food and Agriculture Policy and Research Institute reported that a complete loss on the 130,000 acres flooded would have cost farmers more than $42 million in damages, even after considering crop insurance reimbursement. With numbers like these, Wallace has to be optimistic if he wants to make it through this fall's harvest and next spring's planting. Wallace takes a breath and lets out a sigh as if to say, "It's been overwhelming, but we will survive." Kara Hart, KBIA News.
Downtown Columbia residents have approved a new sales tax for the downtown area known as the District. KBIA's Rachel Path reports.
The increase effective April 1st next year will bring the tax to 7.85% on all downtown purchases. 25 of the 40 district residents who returned ballots approved the half-percent increase. Carrie Gartner is the director of the district. She says the additional revenue will help improve the area.
I think it's going to be overwhelmingly beneficial, not just to residents, but to anybody who enjoys downtown.
Gartner says the improvements will include beautification and sidewalk enhancement. Skip Walther is a district board member. He says the special ballot listed possible projects that the added revenue could fund.
We thought it was important to notify the residents of what our intended projects were so that they could make an informed choice about whether to approve the sales tax measure or not.
Walther says two of the first projects set to get going after the sales tax increase are downtown Wi-Fi and curbside recycling. Rachel Path, KBIA News.
Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams.